You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, today is Random Acts of Kindness Day.
I saw that, so they're forcing you to do kind things today.
Yeah, you're a jerk if you don't do a kindness for a stranger today. Very, very funny thing about this is that the article that puts it out says, and here are five easy things you can do for Random Act of Kindness Day. And I'm kind of laughing because if you need a list, I believe they just removed the random element from the whole thing.
They sure did, didn't they?
You've now been assigned a task.
Again, back to the forced acts of kindness today.
So it is the assigned act of kindness day. Some people get a load of that. Some people need to be told how to be kind to others.
I know. I mean, some of these, like the buy a lotto ticket and then give it to a stranger, I'm not doing that. Mm. One, because it might hit, you know, because then I want that money. And then imagine all the kindness I could spread. And then if somebody just walked up to me on the street and handed me a lotto ticket, I'd be like, what is up with you, creeper? What is this? What are you trying to scam me out of, you know? That'd be weird.
Yeah, it's funny that some people, though, need a list of ways to do it. I gave a keynote speech a few years ago. This group of like 400 or 500 people. And the topic was creativity. And I'll never forget, as soon as it was over, a guy comes up to me from the crowd. He goes, I was really moved by your talk today. Do you have any suggestions on ways to be more creative?
Oh.
And I think I just stared at him like, did you, did you hear any? If you need a suggestion on how to
give
be creative,
a list of like 50 things, I could.
You're
start.
Missing the point.
Yeah, so, what a dork.
Kind of funny, but you know, with random acts of kindness, we also should address the fact that some people need to practice random acts of grace, because there are some people who reject acts of kindness. They don't have it in them to show gratitude or grace. I mean, the classic story is, I think we had a whole day talking about it on the show many years ago. It was back when the station was still downtown. And at lunchtime, I had gone somewhere and I opened the door for a woman who was walking behind me. We were both walking to the same building. And I opened the door and I stood back so she could go in first. And her response to me was, you know, I'm perfectly capable of opening a door myself.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember that.
I think my mouth just dropped open. Like, I had no comeback. I had no retort. If someone's going to do something nice for you, all you have to do is say thank you.
That's the thing. Just say thank you and move on with your life. And
it's not just her. It's a lot of people. They don't know the act of grace.
What is that?
You tell me.
I don't know what
that
is.
Without you're raised, right? It would have to be.
Yes, or you just always feel like the world's out against you, or you're just always in a bad mood, or I don't know what that is, man.
Yeah.
Just say it's a simple thank you. Thank you and move on.
Oh, well, so I think, you know, we need to marry those 2 days together. If you're looking for the five easy things you can do, since I teased it a moment ago, if you're running to the grocery store, text a neighbor to ask if they need anything.
No, I'm not doing that.
Leave a big tip for your server delivery
person. Oh, I do like that. I like that.
Should be doing that anyway.
Yeah.
There's your buy a lotto ticket, give it to a stranger.
There it is.
Smile and say hi to someone you pass by.
Hello. That's kind of creepy,
too. Is that a random
too.
Act of kindness?
That's just kind of creepy. Although that's my very fun game to do whenever we leave the station and Dom's with me. I say hi to everybody as we leave.
The big wave.
Hi.
You do the wave.
Like I know
him. Jim Carrey type
like I know him. And the other fun thing to do, guys, if you're with your significant other in the car and you're driving down the street and somebody's walking or jogging or they're out there with their dog, honk the horn and wave at them like you know them. Like wave like crazy. Hi! And then look in the rear view mirror as you drive by and you'll see them turn around and look at you like, who the hell was that? They're going to be thinking about it all day. Who was waving at me?
There was I was at a Panera last week, and there was a woman who was sitting next to me, and she was there obviously from lunch, and on her shirt was her little name tag thing, you know, that you clip on, so I could easily see that her name, I think it was Heather or Hannah or something like that. And I went by, and I got my iced tea, and I came back and sat down. I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I just walked up, and without looking at that thing on her shirt, now that I know it, just was like, Heather? Oh, Heather? My God. How have you been?
She's like, sir.
And then number five on the list, write a positive review for a small business that you go to.
Oh, often. I do love that.
Yeah, you're Mr. Yelp.
I love Yelping, so kind of negate all those bad comments on there with a good one.
Yeah, there you go.
Spread
a
little kindness. Hells yeah.